You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Outgoing Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has met the country's president following a heavy defeat in a constitutional referendum on Sunday. The leaders are anxious to ease fears of instability and a deeper crisis for Italy's troubled banking sector. President Sergio Mattarella must either appoint a new PM or trigger elections. Meanwhile, European Union leaders are assessing the impact of Renzi's defeat in the referendum on European unity and on the euro currency. Germany's Chancellor has expressed sadness, while other leaders tried to calm concerns that uncertainty after the Italian vote and the Prime Minister's resignation would weaken the euro. Stefan Boss reports.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters that she is saddened that Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has resigned following his defeat in the Italian constitutional referendum. She says, "I am sad that the referendum in Italy didn't turn out the way the Prime Minister wanted, because I've always supported his course of reform." Merkel explains that it was an Italian domestic decision, but she adds, "From my point of view, we will continue our work in Europe, and we have set the right priorities." Merkel also welcomed Alexander Van der Bellen's victory over right-wing populist Norbert Hofer in Austria's presidential election. However, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said that Germany was watching the developments in Italy with concern. And an influential German business group, the Federation of German Industries, said it is worried about the potential risks to the economy and Europe's currency union posed by the outcome of Italy's referendum. The head of the group of 19 countries that use the euro currency said, however, there is no need yet for emergency steps after Italian voters rejected constitutional reforms. Eurogroup leader Jeroen Dijsselbloem said, however, that he had urged Italy's finance minister to take the necessary steps to ensure that Italy's 2017 budget complied with EU rules.
After yesterday's referendum, we will await the political developments in Italy. I spoke to him this morning and we agreed that at this juncture it's difficult for the Italian government to commit now to take additional measures. Therefore, the Eurogroup invites Italy to take necessary steps in the nearby future to ensure that the budget will be compliant with the requirements of the SGP.
Dijsselbloem, who is also Dutch finance minister, insisted that the Italian vote against a reform by pro-EU Prime Minister Renzi doesn't mean that anti-EU forces will win in upcoming votes in France or the Netherlands. However, it has become clear that Europe will face a new period of political uncertainty. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.